Hello and welcome to Chasing the Freedom podcast. I'm your host, Lynn Holver, a digital nomad, world traveler, dreamer, and lover of life. Currently, I'm a social media marketer, a freelancer, and I'm totally obsessed with inspiring other women to dream bigger and live bolder. Each week, I'll be featuring women who have successfully created location-independent lifestyles that give them the freedom to live life on their own terms, and how you can do the same. My goal is to show you that your dreams are possible and how much opportunity you have to not only create an income online, but also to make a real difference. So, if you're ready to start living a life that excites you by learning from others who have already done it, then you're in the right place. Are you ready? Let's go. Hello, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another week. I hope you're all having an amazing week so far. It's so crazy. It is August already, and my birthday is actually next week. I am turning 24, which is so surreal. It doesn't feel like I should be turning 24 yet. Does anyone else like not really like their birthdays because it kind of stresses you out that you have less time to accomplish your goals? I just feel like sometimes I get nervous about getting older because, I don't know, I'm like, well, it's 1 year less year of my life, but that's a super pessimistic way of looking at it. So I am excited to turn 24. It's also making me step back and be very introspective. So yeah, I'm just doing a lot of reflecting on this past year. Maybe I'll do another solo episode in a couple weeks about all the things that I learned when I was 23. Yeah, that could be cool. I just thought of that as I'm saying it out loud right now. That could be a cool episode. All right, so today I'm talking about something that I'm pretty excited about, actually. It's going to be the advantages and the disadvantages of being a digital nomad, being location independent. I feel like this lifestyle, obviously I love this lifestyle, and I definitely would not trade it for working in an office, that's for sure. But just because, you know, I think this lifestyle is a better alternative and just fits my style of life, and I think it would be an amazing fit for a lot of people. Definitely does not mean that it's perfect. There's, you know, as many pros as there are, there's definitely a good amount of cons as well. And I feel like a lot of times when we see people on social media that just post about like the laptop lifestyle, they just take a picture of themselves working on their laptops at a beach, which is, to be honest, very unrealistic because the beach is way too sunny to work at and it's too hot and way too hard to focus. So I personally do not work at a beach, but I will admit I have taken pictures of myself working at a beach before. So you know what? I've been there, I've tried it. Doesn't work. Maybe it works for some people, but I don't really know any digital nomads that work at the beach. So there's that. But I feel like just on social media in general, it's so easy to just look at this lifestyle and be like, wow, that's perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. Or there's, you know, nothing that goes wrong. And I just kind of want to spend, you know, 10, 15 minutes or so talking about the advantages along with the disadvantages, because I think it's important to talk about. And, you know, it's just, it's important to be realistic. There's no perfect lifestyle. Definitely there are amazing lifestyles. I think, you know, being a digital nomad is an amazing lifestyle. Here we go. I have a little list here, so I put down like all the bullet points so I wouldn't forget them, but I'm going to expand on each one as well. So first I'll go through the advantages. Again, as always, these are my own opinions, and then I'm going to go through the disadvantages, and these are all things that I've personally experienced, so that's kind of where I'm speaking from. Okay, so advantages of working online, being location independent, being a digital nomad are as follows. The flexibility is the best thing in the entire world. Obviously, we all know I'm obsessed with freedom. I can't imagine not having flexibility in my life now, and for me, you know, a big thing is being able to be where I want. I hate feeling like I'm tied down somewhere. So the flexibility and the freedom to be wherever I want to be and still being able to work as long as I have my laptop with me is seriously the greatest thing in the entire world. And I really just think that no matter who you are or what type of lifestyle you have, it's amazing just to be able to have more choice in your days. And a lot of my guests talk about this, and I totally agree. Just having more choices makes such a big difference. I just think in your overall quality of life. And so yeah, definitely that is at the top of the list for sure. Freedom and flexibility to work where you want. It's, oh gosh, I can't imagine my life without it. Second, I put don't have to deal with coworkers that you necessarily, that you don't necessarily like. Okay, I love everyone, but I don't like everyone. Am I allowed to say that? I love everyone. Okay, I do like to get along with basically everyone. I get along with most people, but you know, sometimes in the workplace, you don't get along with everyone. And that can be really stressful. I remember when I was working, like 2 years ago, and I was working at this bougie spa that I hated working at. It was really hard. The work environment was so toxic, and that definitely takes a toll on you. Like, I just feel like not having to deal with toxic environments, if you're around like a lot of negativity and stuff like that, it makes a huge difference and causes way less stress in your life. So that is something I'm so grateful for. And no dressing up, that PJ life, sometimes that's not always a good thing because I get lazy and I live in my activewear anyways because I work out a lot, but also I could definitely try harder. I'll just put it that way. But it's so easy when you just work from home. You just want to sit in your PJs all day, and I don't do my hair and makeup half the day. So I feel like sometimes I could definitely be putting in more effort. I'll just say that. But it's still an advantage that you don't have to buy nice work clothes. You don't have to dress up unless you want to, which again, I probably should dress up a little more just because I got to take myself seriously, you know? But you don't have to dress up. You can wear whatever you want, which is super nice. You can also create your own schedule in a sense, and this kind of just goes along with having the more flexible schedule, freedom to design your day. So if you want to, you know, take a break in the middle of the day and go work out. I personally love working out in the early afternoon because no one's ever there, like the late morning, early afternoon. I just like to go when no one's at the gym. Like if I could have an empty gym to myself, I would be the happiest person in the entire world. So that's really something I like because it just fits with my schedule. But also, yeah, if you just want to, you know, maybe you want to go to the movies in the middle of the afternoon or go grocery shopping when no one else is out, or I don't even know. It's just nice to be able to take breaks when you want, and that adds to the flexibility. That's another perk. Also going along with that, flexible days off. It is so nice if you want to go visit your friends and, you know, take an extended weekend. I've done a decent amount of trips this summer. I've gone to California, Nashville. I'm going to Oregon in 2 weeks. After that, I'm going to New Jersey to the beaches, and then I'm going to go down to Miami. It's just amazing being able to like pick and choose which days you have off and not have to request time off or anything like that. Obviously, you know, you make up for it because you can work a lot in one day and take other days off. But again, that's your choice, which just makes such a big difference. An exciting life. So I thought this one was cool. I don't know. I just think that being a digital nomad, you have so much more life experience. And I mean that for people who move overseas. And obviously I have, and most of the digital nomads I've met, actually all of them, who am I kidding? All of them that I've met have been overseas. And it's just like your life is so much more exciting because you can be anywhere in the world, and you can hear my voice when I say that. I just, the passion returns for that. It's just, you know, you have so much more life experiences. You meet so many more new people. You can do so many more things. Like it just all boils down to you have more choice and you have more options. And, you know, your friends are always like, well, where are you going to be this time? Where are you going to be now? Where are you going to be now? And it's cool because definitely nothing's ever boring unless you make it boring. No offense, but I think it's just, your life is always exciting. And going along with that, you're expanding your worldview, you're traveling, meeting new people, exploring new cultures. It's amazing. You have a global network in a sense, this amazing network of friends, cool, dynamic, ambitious people that you meet along the road that you would have never, ever met if you wouldn't have gone out of your way to do something different. You know, we get so stuck in our bubble that we grow up in, and we don't ever take the time to go out and meet new people, hear what other people have to say, hear others' perspectives on the world. And it's just so amazing. It's self-development because you're going out and, you know, you're just, your worldview is expanding so much. And that's something that is so incredible and one of my favorite things. You also have more time for your hobbies, like fitness, health. I keep talking about working out. Obviously, I love fitness and I love health. But yeah, if you want to have more time to do the things that you want to do, you can work your schedule around to do that. And also, you can live in other countries and have a better quality of life most of the time because the other countries are cheaper. Like when I lived in Southeast Asia, you can live an amazing quality of life for a fraction of the cost as you would be able to in America. But, you know, that's just the way it is. It's a choice that you're making because there's an equal amount of sacrifices that go along with that. But overall, I would say a better quality of life. So speaking of sacrifices, those are all the advantages I have. So now I'm going to get into the disadvantages. And my disadvantages list might actually be bigger than my advantages list, which is crazy. They're probably about the same. It's not, I don't think that the disadvantages outweigh the advantages in a sense, but just like I was saying earlier, there's definitely just as many disadvantages. So when I was talking about having a global network of friends, cool, dynamic, and ambitious people that you meet and are around all the time, you can also feel very, it's easy to feel very lonely as a digital nomad. I definitely felt that when I was traveling, and a lot of people that you meet will say the same thing. And I think it just is because even though you're around a lot of cool people all the time and you're always meeting people, you don't really develop deep friendships. And that can be hard. Like, you don't feel like you have a stable community because people are all on their own time. Like, people are all on their own schedule, doing their own travels and everything like that. So people are constantly coming in and out of your life. And after a while, it gets exhausting. Like, I remember people asking me when I was living overseas, they were like, are you even meeting friends? And I'm like, I'm meeting so many people per day to the point where I don't even want to go to social events anymore because I was kind of overwhelmed with all the new people that I was constantly meeting. But the double-edged sword of that is you don't really develop deep friendships with these people unless you're super intentional about it. And obviously, I met people that I was able to travel with, you know, for an extended period of time, and you get to know them more, and that's really nice because it feels like you're a little more grounded in that. But for the most part, I felt like I was, you know, constantly just meeting a lot of people. And again, the people are all amazing. Everyone's so cool and just so open-minded and everything like that. But you don't develop much depth, which is hard. And it can be hard feeling like, you know, you're surrounded by people, yet you still feel all alone. And sometimes I definitely felt like that. And I met a decent amount of other people that felt the same. So that's definitely a disadvantage because at the end of the day, when you're overseas and you're traveling by yourself, like at the end of the day, it comes down to you being by yourself and with yourself. And you have to be very comfortable with yourself. You definitely learn a lot about yourself because you're forced to, you know, you're faced with things that you wouldn't be faced with when you're in your comfort zone and in your bubble. And you learn a lot about yourself and you are stretched and challenged and you grow a lot. Other disadvantages is feeling misunderstood by people who don't understand what you're doing. I feel like I've always kind of like felt misunderstood because I just feel like my way of thinking is so different that I just feel like sometimes I don't even want to talk or open up or anything like that because I just feel misunderstood. And especially when like I wanted to move overseas or like do an unconventional route for a career, you know, I didn't really want to talk about it because I knew that I was just going to be faced with, you know, questions and people who are very, very well-meaning, you know, very well-meaning, but it just comes like you don't know what you don't know. And it's kind of like hard to explain to people what you're doing. Like if it's the unknown, like, and it's not their fault and it's not your fault. It's just that, you know, you just kind of have to do it and then talk about it, or, you know, maybe just not talk about it at all and just kind of explain it and hope that people just accept you even if they don't understand. So yeah, I would say feeling misunderstood is a big one for me. People thinking that you don't actually make money. Oh my gosh, I can't tell you how many times I've gotten this question, and people think that I don't actually make money. They think that my parents are funding me, or, you know, that I'm living off of this savings or trust fund or something. And just to get the record straight here, in case you guys were wondering, I have paid for 100% of everything that I've done. 100% of everything. My parents don't give me money, and even if they offered, I wouldn't take it because it's definitely a pride thing. I don't like taking money from my parents, but also I just want to do it myself. I've always been super independent. I've always just wanted to do it myself. So I would say that's not like a huge disadvantage, but people thinking that like you don't actually make money or that you're, you know, your jobs are a joke or something like that, or you're just barely scraping by, you know, those are definitely all misconceptions. I guess disadvantages, but it's just, I guess it's more it's funny more than anything. So also people thinking that your life is perfect without realizing that you actually do have just as many struggles. They're just in a different form. I think this is a big one because whenever I got questions, you know, about living and working overseas and everything like that, you know, people just see the highlight reel, and especially on social media, and it's not anything that, you know, we can fault each other for, because, you know, we post the good parts of our life. We don't post the bad parts of our life. But it is hard feeling like people just thinking that everything's just amazing every day. You just wake up and jump out of bed. And okay, I'm not gonna lie, like I do live most days really happy, and it's not fake. Like I am an upbeat person. It doesn't mean that I don't have struggles. Like I have a lot of struggles. I had a lot of struggles living overseas. Probably more even than I did living at home, because when you're traveling, everything is out of your control. You can't control anything. And when things pop up, you have to handle them. Like you can't call up your boyfriend or your friends, your mom or your dad or anyone like that. Like when something happens, you have to figure it out yourself. And it's around people who don't speak the same language as you. So that is when you really have to like grow some thick skin and just learn how to handle things on your own. It definitely makes you more adaptable. But yeah, disadvantage is people just thinking that your life is perfect and that you have no struggles. Also, adapting to other cultures and figuring out on your own, like I was just saying, and not really having people that have your back. Obviously, friends that you meet along the road can help you out, but at the end of the day, it is you figuring it out for yourself. And yeah, that definitely grows, stretches you a lot. Also, feeling disconnected from family and friends, you miss out on a lot of social events. It's hard to, you know, maintain your relationships back home because you're just not there a lot. So you just have to ask yourself, like, is it worth it for you? Is it worth it for you to miss out on important things? Is it worth it for you to be away from your friends and family and knowing that, you know, your relationships might suffer a little bit? And just hope that your friends and your family will be able to pick up where you left off when you get back. And I'm so thankful for all the family and friends that I have in my life, because I have amazing relationships, and that's something that I'm always grateful for when I come back home. But yeah, you're not going to be there for the day-to-day stuff, so you are going to miss out on a lot, and you just have to realize that and accept that and be okay with that. Also, feeling like you don't have a home, and it's easy to feel like you don't belong anywhere. I really, not going to lie, have felt that coming back home this summer. I'm back in Ohio this summer. I just feel like at the moment I don't really have a home, and I was like, I just feel like I don't belong anywhere right now. It's not like a pity party thing. I'm actually like not that upset about it. Really, I don't really care. But it's just weird because it's like, obviously I don't have my own apartment. I come back to my parents' house, but it's weird just feeling like, yeah, you don't really have a place to settle down. It kind of just makes you feel like, yeah, you are a nomad, which you are, digital nomad, but it's a weird feeling. Another disadvantage, sedentary lifestyle. Okay. I am trying to get better at this, but my lifestyle has been so sedentary lately, and so I'm trying to make myself take walks throughout the day. I seriously stare at my laptop screen for like 12 hours a day, and it's so easy to just, you know, sit on the couch and eat. As much as I love health and fitness, my lifestyle is just not very active, and that's really something that I'm trying to work on, because, you know, you do all your work from your laptop, so you're just sitting all day, and I love being active, so it kind of drives me crazy, so it's definitely a downfall for me. Yeah, let's see. Another one, this kind of goes back to what I was saying about not having a home, but yeah, you don't really own anything, so that can be a disadvantage because I don't have an apartment to call my own. Everything I own is pretty much in bags, so it is a more minimalistic lifestyle, and my goal is to get an apartment, and I want to have my own place, and I want to have my own things, but until that time comes, I do live a more minimalistic lifestyle just because I'm not investing in any of my own furniture, apartments, plates, house stuff, you know, domestic stuff. I don't buy a lot of new clothes and stuff like that. And everything that I own, I can pack up in a bag. So that can be a pro or a con depending on who you are. Another thing is when you are out and in public, and especially in different countries, if you have the risk, or you have a risk of getting your stuff stolen, which is literally the worst thing that could ever, ever, ever happen because your laptop is your lifeline. And I seriously was so scared about getting my laptop stolen when I was overseas because my laptop is my life. I would rather have my phone stolen than my laptop stolen because everything is on my laptop. All my work that I do is on my laptop, on my files. I have so much work stuff on my laptop. Like, it seriously gives me anxiety thinking about the fact that if someone would ever steal my laptop, I would just, it would just be a really bad situation, okay? And that is definitely a huge risk, especially when you're traveling a lot. Just the risk of getting your stuff stolen is higher than if you were in your own home or apartment or whatever. And that is scary when all of your stuff is in bags. You know, your life is in bags, your laptop, your phone, all of your technology, your clothes, everything. Someone could just pick up your bags and walk away. And that is definitely terrifying. Another disadvantage, I just have a couple left here, is that you can't leave work at work. Your work is always with you. So when you go into an office or when you go into your job, you're able to go to work and then come home. And you know, when you're at home, you know, that's your sacred place. That's not your workplace. Well, when you work on your laptop, that's not really an option. And it's so easy to do work in bed, to do work when you're watching TV on the couch, to do work wherever you are. And it's like, you can't leave it away because your laptop is always there. My laptop is always sitting out. It's always open. I always have a million tabs up, and it's definitely not the most productive thing. And you really do have to set boundaries for yourself, and it can be hard feeling like you're never leaving work. Yeah. So was that the last one? Oh, I also said that you're probably working more, and it's not at the beach. So I said that earlier, that your work is not at the beach. That is so unrealistic to actually do work at the beach, just saying. So yeah, and you're probably working a lot more because your income depends on you, in a sense, depending on what type of remote work you're doing. If you're a remote employee, then that's different. If you're doing any type of freelancing, entrepreneurial stuff, even if you are a remote employee, like, you know, your income is still dependent on you because it's just, you know, you're given a workload and you just have to get that done. Or if you're hustling for your own money, if you don't work, you don't get paid. And so it's kind of like that pressure that never leaves, that, okay, if I stop working, then I'm not going to get paid, or, you know, I have to finish this in order to feed myself. So it's, you might be working a lot more. A lot of digital nomads I do know work a lot more because it's on their own dime, and it's on their, it's up to them, but they also wouldn't trade it because of the lifestyle it provides them. So it's like, again, it just comes down to whatever you want. You just have to decide what's important to you, what's worth it, and make your choices around that. So, wow, that was my whole list of advantages and disadvantages. Does that help give you a better idea of this lifestyle? I thought that was really cool, actually, just reading through those. I was like, wow, there are tons of advantages, a good amount of disadvantages. Obviously, at the end of the day, would I choose this lifestyle over a regular job? And 100% I would choose this every single time because, again, it's just worth it to me. Like, it's the advantages far, far, far outweigh the disadvantages, in my opinion. But for you, you know, maybe the disadvantages don't outweigh the advantages. Maybe, or what was I going to say? I just messed that up. Maybe the disadvantages do outweigh the advantages for you, and this isn't something that you want to pursue. But I just do want to give a realistic picture of what this lifestyle is. It is amazing. 100% I would choose it every time, but it's not for everyone, and that's totally fine. It shouldn't be for everyone, but I think it can really be for a lot of people, and a really good fit for a lot of people. I hope that helps you guys and gives you a better idea about this. So let me know what you think about this, as always, and stay tuned next week because I'm gonna have one of my good friends, Kylie Francis, on the show. She is amazing. I met her a couple months ago online, and she's gonna be talking all about how she makes 5 figures a month through Pinterest and through passive income through affiliate marketing. And she's also a social media marketing consultant for online entrepreneurs. She's amazing. I love her work. I love the integrity that she has and everything that she represents. So I'm going to be having her on the show next week, and you do not want to miss out on that because it's going to be really good. So thanks so much for listening again, and I'll talk to you guys soon.